Okay, councillors, item 10.3. Do I have a mover for this matter?
Mr Mayor, I move that the recommendation be adopted.
Thanks, 10.2, thank you. It is item 10.2. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Kleinert. Councillor Haynes.
Thank you, Mr Mayor. The purpose of this report is to seek Council's endorsement of the Melbourne East Regional Sport and Recreation Strategy. The purpose of the strategy is to facilitate a regional planning approach that supports the development of both current and new sport and recreation infrastructure for the Melbourne East region for the next 20 years. The strategy provides an overview of the region, identifies the gaps in regional sport and recreation facilities and shared trails, and outlines the vision of the future provision of regional facilities in Melbourne's east, as well as including a framework to support the prioritisation, planning and delivery of regional facilities and shared trails collaboratively and effectively. This recommendation, being a strategy that is not run by council, but we are implementing it, hopefully my fellow councillors will support it, I believe will help us be able to use this strategy to be able to try and get grants from the governments in the future to be able to increase the usage of the sport and recreational facilities throughout Manningham. I think it's vital for us to work with all the levels of government, and I'm hoping that we all support the and endorse the Melbourne East Regional Sport and Recreational Strategy.
Thank you, Councillor Haynes. Councillor Kleinert. Do I have a speaker against the motion? In that case, I'll put the motion. Those for? Against? Carried. Item 10.3, Protecting Victoria's Environment, Biodiversity 2036, Council Submission on Sustainability. Do I have a mover for this motion?
That's one I'll move, Mr Mayor.
Thank you. Councillor O'Brien. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Downey. Councillor O'Brien.
I think to add, Mr Mayor, except in our notes, our papers before us, I do would like to emphasise 5.3 and 5.4, which is basically the very clear message that we're sending out to our community on the importance of this submission and the importance of undertaking this strategy. And 5.3 is very clear. It's the protection of Victoria's biodiversity is important to Manningham community, who value the city's natural landscapes, sites of historical, cultural significance, and healthy biodiversity. I also want to take you to 5.4, where we're saying the protection of biodiversity is also significant for the Manningham community, as is being in nature is good for our minds and our bodies, with evidence that time spent in nature is linked to positive long-term health outcomes. Perhaps, Mr CEO, we may have a retreat there one weekend. The Manningham Community Values also spends much of their recreation time in the outdoors, enjoying many of Manningham's parks, bike trails, walking paths, relaxing in the natural surrounds of the bush or along the Yarra River, participating in Manningham's numerous recreational and environmental programs. Councillors, I ask you to support this recommendation.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Downey.
Nothing to add, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Do I have a speaker against the motion? In that case, I'll put the motion. Those for? Against? Carried. Item 10.4, Review of State's Native Vegetation Clearing Regulations, Council Submission. Do I have a mover?
So I'll move that one, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor O'Brien. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Goff. Councillor O'Brien.
Mr. Mayor, I have nothing to add.
Thank you. Councillor Goff.
Yeah, look, I will add a couple of things on this. And I suppose this is just a paper to go back to the state government with regard to what we have to enforce in native vegetation and native vegetation clearing. But One of the important things, and I think the most important thing that in our response, is on the concept of offset. And we've had a situation where if people are clearing land, they can get an offset, but that offset is done somewhere else, completely different to where we are. And therefore, what is actually happening in our area is a loss, and it's not being replaced in the same sorts of areas. And I think that one of the parts of that recommendation that is really important is that we're getting back to the government, and I hope they listen to it, is that if the offset is going to occur, it needs to occur in our region so it's meaningful to us. And I think that's a very important point on that policy. Thank the staff very much for preparing it, and I know it's already in, and we're really just endorsing it because we've already sent that in, but I think that was a very valid point that we need to actually have highlighted.
Thank you, Councillor. Is there a speaker against the motion? In that case, I'll put the motion. Those for? Against? Carried. Item 10.5, Amendment C104, Westfield Doncaster, seeking authorisation for public exhibition. Do I have a mover?
So moved, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Gough.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Do I have a second?
I'll second that one, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor O'Brien. Councillor Gough.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Look, Westfield is probably the biggest employer in the City of Manningham. And probably one of the iconic things about Manningham. In fact, just on a side story, which is related to this, a former chief commissioner, rang me one day when he was just appointed, and I wasn't a councillor at the time, and he said, Jeff...
It was.
He said, Jeff, I've been appointed to Manningham. Look, what are the... What are the iconic things in Manningham? And I thought, oh, gee, I said, listen, mate, we've got a Yarra River, we've got the Heidi Art Gallery, and we've got Shopping Town. And because he didn't know where he was moving to into that appointment. And it has been, ever since it's been built, the iconic shopping centre of our city. And it is one that has grown over time, as Manningham has grown, and in fact Doncaster Hill really has built around that shopping centre, and it's been a major driver for the reason for having the high density in Manningham centred on Doncaster Road and around there. The officers have spent a lot of time, and I know that Mr. Mayor Hugh and the other councillors around here have spent a lot of time working on what is going out on exhibition in the C104, because what we're really looking at here is a development plan overlay that we're going to sort of say, if that is adopted, that actually becomes the template for whatever is going to happen there. And if it's within this plan, it's going to happen, and it doesn't have to come back to council again at a future date. So it's very important that we actually get this right. And there's been a lot of time spent by the office going through ensuring that our community as a whole is covered by getting the best possible development there, not just for Westfield, but for the rest of the Manningham community. And there are a number of things that are very important, and a number of changes that we've made here with regard to some specific areas. Access and access changes, and we've had input into how we access and get out of that particular shopping centre, and that's been a combined thing with us and Vic Roads and all other people with transport, metropolitan transport, public transport and whatever, to ensure that the flow is going to actually work for our community. Parking has been an issue. I know it's an issue when things are getting built, but it is an issue there. I understand, Mr. Mayor, that we can't actually provide car parks for the greatest peak of Christmas or whatever, so everyone can park. That's not a possibility. That's like putting a four-lane highway in every back street. It's not something that you need to do. But you do need to have adequate parking for a car-dependent area like Manningham. And indeed, when we've been looking at that, and I'm very pleased that we have got the number up in this plan that we're putting through tonight up to 4.17. It was down as low as 3.9 something, I think it was at one stage, but it's actually up there. Now you might think that point whatever is not much difference, but over a large area it becomes quite a difference, and it will make a difference to the community. Indeed, we've spent a lot of time, effort and money protecting the residents around the area from inappropriate parking on a long-term basis due to the shopping centre and also increased public transport. We've got input in here on public space that we're wanting, sort of increase in public realm for us out there. And the public transport, I think one of the most exciting things about what we're putting into here is the concept of the public transport at the front of the building and separating the buses and our public transport from the remainder of the vehicular traffic. And also the way in which it looks, a bit of the articulation on how it looks. It doesn't look like this big factory wall along one road. So I think there's been a lot of work put into it by councillors, and I know there's been a lot of discussions with councillors around the table and with the officers to come up with this. And I think this is part of a process going out for advertising 6 weeks, is it normally? Yeah, 6 weeks. So it's going to be advertised for 6 weeks and out to the people, and I encourage it to be promoted and people give us feedback so that it comes through to be ratified or changed or whatever at that particular stage after public exhibition.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor O'Brien.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to commend Westfields for their good work working with our officers. I'd like to thank our officers for the hard work that they've put into getting us to where we are. It has been a difficult road for us. It is a fairly complex application in the sense of parking. We have to get this right now, and the community will obviously tell us whether we've got it right or wrong. But what I do ask councillors is that Westfields do actually listen to our community. If there are some very good suggestions that come in, we ask that they are seriously entertained, that they are seriously considered, and we do actually ask Westfields to please engage with our community as best as they can. I think the lesson learned, which provided very, very good, engagement, was with Mervac, who did a very good program with the community. They took the issues that the community had, they worked with individuals in the community to achieve where we are now. So it is a very extensive redevelopment, and right now, at this particular point, is where the public can have a say in terms of shaping this proposal and how it's going to look for generations to come. So on that basis, I commend the officers, as I've said. I thank Westfields for the hard work that they've put in, the patience they've put in, and meeting us, I guess, in terms of a medium road in some of the issues that we've had. So on that basis, I ask officers to support this. I ask councillors to support the officers' recommendation.
Thank you, Councillor. Do I have a speaker against the motion? Councillor Haynes.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I actually would like to see this delayed. I believe that we have done a lot of time preparing this plan, as my fellow councillors have already said. It is important that we do realise that this is a complex application and that it has been brought forward to be put out to public exhibition during a time that I don't think 6 weeks will be long enough. I don't believe that it's a good time to be putting it out. I know that through many discussions over a long period of time, there's been a lot of environmental issues, a lot of other areas of this plan that are missing in detail, and I know that there'll be detail later, but I do believe that the community does not get to have as much say as they'd like until after it's done and wonder why we haven't done our job. And as a member representing the community, I truly believe that this iconic shopping centre should be have more detail before it does go out to public. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. Are there any other speakers for the motion?
Question?
Certainly, Councillor.
Mr. Mayor, a question is to on Councillor Haynes. Why has it come to Council at this particular meeting? Is there a reason for that?
Thank you. Council, the Director of Assets Engineering, please. No, sorry, did Teresa.
Why did I say that?
Director of Planning and Environment, please, Teresa. I nearly got you.
Happy to hand it over to my fellow director, through you, Mr. Mayor. It does seem, this has actually been a three-year process. We've worked in the draw quite a long time, and I think some of the comments about their willingness to work with us, it hasn't just been us, it's been many, many other stakeholders that have been working behind the scenes. So there is a process, and we're at that process where it's available to go out. So it's just due process. There's no reason from the officer side to delay it.
Thank you.
And the second question is, am I right, and if you can explain the difference between a planning application where you have minor detail and this, because I don't know whether I understand it exactly. Perhaps it might clarify what's happening for all councillors.
The planning scheme sets a whole lot of broad rules in an area that's a very strategic site, and you know that there's going to be development over a period of time. We look for some certainty in master planning when it's 10, 15 years. This is the instrument that helps give that. Yes, Westfield could come in and do it a different way, but they've actually chosen to do it in a way that gives the long-term certainty. They could come in and just do planning application, but we then don't have a sense of where they're going. So they have actually chosen to work with us, and this is the way to deal with strategic sites.
Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other speakers for the motion? Thank you. Councillor Goff, if you could...
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, and I do rise to endorse this particular motion, and when you have these sites, we do need to set those parameters, and it's not like one planning application coming up here in great detail. We're setting those parameters that are coming through there for that particular site, and this isn't something that is just an overnight thing. It has been around for quite some time, and we as councillors have looked at it too for some time, and there are a number of issues that we were discussing over and over again that were very, very important. One was public realm, one was public transport, one was access in and out, one what it looked like, and another one about the parking. There was noise and other sorts of things as well. So we have covered off on a lot of those things, and indeed it isn't up on this. This is going out to public exhibition. There is another chance for councillors and for the community to have a say, and this isn't the one that's finally being adopted. But I see no reason to hold up development, to hold up progress, to hold up things. We wonder why things cost more. It's because organisations hold it up, and I'm proud to stand up here and say Manningham is not doing that here. We want to be able to keep moving and keep things going, and I congratulate the office for working on getting this here. And it's good that we do it, and there's still the opportunity coming through now.
Thank you, Councillor. I'll now put the motion. Those for? Against? Carried. 11, Assets and Engineering, item 11.1, Tunstall Square Activity Centre, road closure and consideration of submissions. I have a mover for this item. Councillor Galbally. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Haynes. Councillor Galbally.
I encourage my councillors to support this motion. The closure of Tunstall Square Road between Beverley Street and the Western Car Park, basically to allow the area to become a public plaza. We did close it for a period of about 6 weeks as an example, and the proposed closure was conducted to sort of get submissions from the public as to see how they could see the park and the plaza work for them. We received 67 submissions in respect of the proposal of the closure, and 43 of those were in support of the road closure. Now, this road closure is part of the overall Tunstall Square structure plan of 2015, and it will have minimal impact on traffic, and but it will also have a very good impact for pedestrians in providing more safety and somewhere a meeting place for the community as they're shopping in Tunstall, instead of just to sort of turning up, doing their quick shop, and then getting in their car and driving out again. It'll give them another reference point, another meeting place for communities as well, I would expect. And I think even the people that have been objectors of it, it's just that it is something new for them. And I think the proof will be in the pudding, and they will see that it will actually activate the centre, it will activate the businesses, and it will be a win-win all the way around. This has been proven and recorded in other shopping centres. So I do ask you to support this motion.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Hines.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I support and agree with everything that my fellow councillor has said, but I'd also like to add that the funding required to implement this proposed road closure and the development of the public plaza will be resourced from the Neighbourhood Activity Centre Capital Works budget. So I'm really looking forward to what that's going to be, because consultation with the Tunstall Square traders, landowners and other parties will be undertaken as appropriate to facilitate the input into the development of the public plaza. So that even though we've got a fair way to go, I ask that my fellow councillors support the closure of this road so we can put a great activity centre there, a great activity public plaza there for the community, and I'm looking forward to Manningham Council. I'm looking forward to Tunstall Square having the first real public plaza in a shopping centre here in Manningham. I know that there are many all over the municipalities everywhere else, and I'm really looking forward to this one, and I hope we can do some more.
Thank you, Councillor Haynes. Are there any speakers against the motion? Councillor Downey.
I'm not particularly wanting to speak against it. I have had a lot of conversation with the people who oppose it, and I just wanted to make a correction to 1.22 of the report, where it says only one of four submitters attended. I just would like on note that Alf Tuchensko was ill on the day, and he did send his apologies. And it wasn't that it was apathy that stopped him from attending, it was ill health. And I think that needs to be recorded, that he still had a very strong feeling about it.
Thank you, Councillor. Thank you, Councillor. It will be noted in the report in the minutes. Okay, are there any other speakers for the motion? Do you wish to sum up, Councillor?
No,
thank you. In that case, I'll put the motion. Those for, those against, carried. Item 11.2, deviation of Springvale Road at Mullum Mullum Reserve, 1 to 41 Springvale Road, Donvale. Do I have a mover for this matter? Councillor Downey. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Kleiner. Councillor Downey.
Not really much to say about this. This is just probably a necessary little bit of housekeeping, as I've been talking to our director, that if we didn't change this, at some stage we could have a road going through our sporting field. So it's really just important to get rid of that road reserve and keep the road where it is, because it's functioning very well.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Kleiner. Do I have a speaker against the motion? In that case, I'll put the motion. Those for, against, carried. Item 11.3, roads benchmarking survey, January 2016. Do I have a mover? Councillor Kleiner. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Griffith-Christopoulos. Councillor Kleiner.
That the recommendation be adopted. That's it.
Thank you. That's it? Great, thank you. Councillor Griffith-Christopoulos.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The roads infrastructure benchmarking survey was conducted back in, or has been conducted since 2000, and provides valuable service level of data to assist in council identifying key trends or issues that may be require further analysis and also resource prioritisation. Survey of the roads in each municipality, council's asset coordinator undertook a survey of local roads in each municipality, which included the following key elements: road pavement, signs, line marking, site entry pits, garden beds and overall tidiness. And it's interesting to know that Manningham was the highest in three of these key road infrastructure performance categories. And although we're not the highest in the other three, I think a little bit of a little bit of a push by councillors and council staff. I think they've done a great job so far in getting the three out of the six, but a little bit more work. We'll get all six done, and we'll be the highest out of all the councils and be proud of the infrastructure. So, I recommend that we adopt this motion.
Thank you, councillor. Do I have a speaker against the motion? In that case, I'll put the motion. Those four against? Carried. Item 11.4, Road Management Plan and Infrastructure Condition Audit, March 2016. Do I have a mover?
So moved.
Thank you, Councillor Gough. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Griffith-Christopoulos. Councillor Gough.
Okay, Mr. Mayor, I move this motion and congratulate the organisation, I suppose, on an output of a score that is fairly good. 3.9 something out of 4, that's sort of 90 something percent. But this isn't the actual outcome, this is the actual processes involved and how we go about doing it and all the rest. So I can see that our processes, and there's a number, if you read through the report, there are a number of recommendations for improvement in operation. And it's good to see that the organisation is getting in external audits and coming in and making sure that how we're running things and how we're doing it and getting those improvements going into there. The one figure that is in that report that I do want to go on to is, two of them. I think when you talk about requests coming and the amount of requests coming from the people with regard to... Well, I can understand a little bit on the leaf litter, but the requests for cleaning up leaves and whatever, and the requests for rubbish animals and other stuff. Now, I know that is a high thing of people will ring up about us as a dead animal on the road, and we can't expect to have people around to make sure that they're there when that actually occurs. But indeed, I'd like to see those figures come down a bit, with our officers being proactive in the future of as they're driving around our municipality, noticing things that are awry, noticing if there are issues, especially with trees and other sorts of things that are down, and not waiting for somebody to actually ring up and report it in. And my challenge is to the organisation, it's a great set of figures, all near the fours, and you've done very well. However, my challenge is, can we get those figures down as a proportion of what we requested to do? Let's get ourselves to identify our problems and fix them before the community have to. And that's my challenge to the organisation. But it's a great report and congratulations for a job well done.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Griffith-Christopoulos.
Nothing further to add, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Do I have a speaker against the matter? In that case, I'll put the motion. Those four? Against? Carried. Item 12, community programs. Fairly certain we don't have anything to report. Excellent. So, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to remind you that we will be clearing the questions box shortly. Please submit any questions you may have in the next few minutes. I would also stress that I will deal with a maximum of 2 questions per person. If you have more than 2 questions, please submit these additional questions in writing to the council through the normal channels. Item 13, Corporate Services. 13.1, Recreational Land, Charges in Lieu of Rates, 2016-2017. Do I have a mover? Councillor Haynes.
Mayor, I move that the recommendation be adopted.
Thank you, Councillor. Do I have a seconder?
I'll second that, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor O'Brien. Councillor Haynes.
Just one thing, the recreational land charges in lieu of rates can be sometimes contentious, but I'd like to ask all councillors to support this, as having regard to the services provided by the council in relation to such lands and having regard to the benefit to the community derived from such recreational land. Our recreational land is important, and I ask that we all support this recommendation.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor O'Brien.
Nothing to add, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Do I have a speaker against the motion? In that case, I'll put the motion. Those four? Against? Carried. Okay, item 14, Chief Executive Officer. 14.1, Appointment of Authorised Officer under the Planning and Environment Act 1987, May 2016. Do I have a mover? Councillor Downing.
I move that the recommendation be adopted.
Thank you. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Griver Christopoulos. Councillor Downing.
Nothing to add.
Thank you.
Nothing further to add, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor. Are there speakers against? In that case, I'll put the motion. Those for? Against? Carried. Item 14.2, Record of Assembly of Councillors, May 2016. Do I have a mover?
That the recommendation be adopted.
Thank you, Councillor Kleiner. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Griver Christopoulos. Councillor Kleiner. Thank you.
Nothing to add, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Do I have a speaker against? In that case, I'll put the motion. Those for? Against? Carried. Item 14.3, Documents for Sealing, 31st of May 2016. Do I have a mover? Councillor Griver Christopoulos.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move that the recommendation be adopted with addition of the following agreements. Consent agreement to build over an easement, Section 173 of the Planning Environment Act 1987, Council and Waizal, 21 Canola Court in Doncaster, and Community Services Lease, Council and Moresby Avenue Childcare and Early Learning Centre Incorporated, 6 to 8 Moresby Avenue, Bulling.
Thank you, Councillor. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Downing. Councillor Griver Christopoulos.
Nothing to add, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Councillor Downing.
No, nothing to add.
Do I have a speaker against? I'll put the motion. Those for? Those against? Carried. Item 15, Urgent Business Reports.
None.
Thank you.